In our last few lessons, we have dealt with Genesis chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. In these five chapters, we talked about God's creation, the earth that was created by God. We talked about how that He spoke His word and created all the living things that's upon the face of the earth and that's in the ocean. We talked about how that He created mankind from the dust of the earth, and He breathed into them, and they became a living soul. A living soul. A soul that could also die. And He told Adam and Eve that the day that you eat of the forbidden fruit that would give you the knowledge between good and evil, He told them, the day that you eat it, you're going to die. Well, their bodies didn't die right then. They didn't just fall over dead, but their souls died. Their souls died. The one that God put within them, that living soul. If it can be a living soul, it can also be a dead soul. So something died within them. It was their soul. It wasn't their spirit that died, but their soul within them. Then we covered the story of Cain and Abel, how that one was a righteous soul, and Cain was of the wicked one. He was of the devil. And we also covered chapter 5. We talked about those men who lived to be hundreds and hundreds of years old. We talked about Noah. We talked about how that Noah found grace in the sight of the Lord. I know there are some people who would think that the Old Testament is full of laws and punishments. But now we're living in the day of grace, days in which there is no laws to abide by, for which God would chastise His people if they would break them. They feel that we're living in a day when God winks at sin and no longer chastises His people when they sin. But let me remind you, it is written, if you are not being chastised by God, you are none of His. Because by His chastisement of us, we know that we are sons of God and not bastards. People from the creation of the world have always lived under the grace of God. Even the sinners are living under the grace of God. Always have been, always will be. His grace and mercy extends forever. It has always been, and it always will be. God is a gracious God. God is filled with grace, mercy, and forgiveness. And now we come to chapter 6. It starts off like this. It came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. The Bible does speak of the sons of God marrying the daughters of men. I've heard some say that the sons of God that is mentioned here are the demonic angels marrying women of the earthlings and bringing forth giants in the land. Such an idea as this doesn't correspond with what I've discovered in the Bible. So this would bring us to the question, who was the sons of God? Romans chapter 8 and verse 14 tells us, For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Those people in the second verse, when it says the sons of God, it's talking about those that were, that was being led by the Spirit of God. In those days, there was no written word. God led all of His creation by His Spirit. And those that were obedient to the Spirit of God were called the sons of God. And the others were not the sons of God. They were the sons of men, like the sons of men that Jesus talked about in John chapter 8 in verse 44. Listen to what He told the people. You are of your father, the devil. If the devil was their father, they were sons of the devil. And the desires of your father, the devil, you will do, because he was a murderer from the beginning. There is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. The devil has always been a liar. He is the one that fathered lies. That was how he deceived Eve, was a lie. That was why that Cain murdered his brother. Cain was of the evil one. He was wicked. And he done the desires of his father, the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning. Listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be you separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Galatians tells us that because we are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. John put it in these words, Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, Jesus said, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother. Jesus went on to tell those sons of man, if God was your Father, you would love me. You do the deeds of your Father. I submit to you that those sons of God that was spoken of here in chapter 6 and verse 2 were those that were led by the Spirit. And listen to what verse 3 says. And the Lord said, My Spirit shall not always strive with man. There was no written word in those days. God dealt with mankind by His Spirit.